Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Hey, everybody, Buck Ballew here with a pre-NFL draft breakdown. And we're going to take a close look, deep dive into the quarterbacks and the teams that are desperate for one of the quarterbacks in this draft that goes down in Detroit. Quarterback-driven first round, there'll be anywhere from 4 to 6 quarterbacks going in the first round. Now, the all-time record for quarterbacks drafted in the first round, got to go back to 1983. I know most of these guys. That was back in my era coming out of college. Yeah, John Elway, Todd Blackledge, Jim Kelly, Tony Eason, Ed O'Brien, and a guy named Dan Marino. That's the all-time record, 6, back in 83. Now, just a few years ago in 2021, there were 5 quarterbacks taken. You had Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, and Mac Jones. A lot of those guys obviously struggling. So how many quarterbacks will be taken in the first round in this 2024 draft? Well, we got, I'm thinking it's going to be 5 or 6. You're going to have Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and Bo Nix. Both those last two guys are sitting on the verge of maybe being a second-round pick coming into the draft. But look, the Falcons are out of the mix with the free agent signing of Kirk Cousins. And if you had told me 5 years ago that the Falcons would go 4 consecutive years with a top 10 pick and Matt Ryan heading toward the end of his career and the Falcons would not have taken a quarterback, I would have thought, you know, that just sounds a little bit crazy. But the Falcons are no longer in the quarterback mix. Let's talk about the teams that are. And it starts at the very top with the Chicago Bears. And I know what the Bears fans are wondering. Can our team, can our organization finally get this quarterback thing right? I mean, you got to go back to Jim McMahon in 1986, the last time the Bears won big and had a quarterback that they could believe in. Since then, they've had Jim Harbaugh, believe it or not, followed McMahon in Chicago. Eric Kramer had a big season, a big couple of seasons, but, you know, long term it didn't work out as far as being a franchise quarterback. Rex Grossman, now they went to the Super Bowl, didn't get it done, and Grossman didn't stick around much longer after that. Kyle Orton played some good football for a few years. Jay Cutler from 10 to 15. Cutler, threw for a lot of yards, didn't do a lot of big-time winning. And then you had Mitch Trubisky that was drafted ahead of Patrick Mahomes. What were the Bears doing? And then Justin Fields, that didn't work out either. And now he's with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So the pressure is on the general manager, Ryan Poles, to finally get this thing right. I mean, the Chicago Bears fans are desperate to have a franchise quarterback that they can believe in and be excited about. Now, look, it's going to be Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams will go number one to the Chicago Bears. And everybody wondering, is he the man? He thinks he's the man. But everybody else is wondering, is he the man to lift the city of Chicago and be that Bears franchise quarterback Bears fans have been hoping for since Jimmy Mack back in the mid to late 80s. Now, look, Caleb Williams has an impressive skill set. There's no doubt about that. Nobody's going to argue that fact. He's a polished passer, both inside the pocket and outside the pocket, can throw off platform. This guy can throw the football like nobody's business. When you look at Caleb Williams, he's got mobility, and that's a plus in this league. When you have to move around and make things happen, no problem with Caleb Williams there. He's experienced. He's played a lot of football. and he's confident, probably the most confident quarterback coming into the draft. He looks in the mirror, and I'm convinced that Caleb Williams, when he looks in the mirror, he thinks, I'm the man. And I look forward to seeing whether he can lead about. Look, let me talk about the concerns that I have with Caleb Williams. It seems like he's full of himself. He's a me guy. So can he lead a locker room full of grown men? I have some wonder. I wonder about that. Number two, I talked with an agent a few weeks ago, and I asked him about the people surrounding Caleb Williams, and I was told that it was a crap show as far as the posse, the decision makers that are in his circle of people making the decisions for him, and that's a red flag right there for me too. Another concern that I have on Caleb Williams is that he's got a bad habit on the field. And, you know, you watch video of him, watch him play, and you see that this is a guy searching for the big play, and he's searching for the big play every play. And I'm concerned about that. You see him passing up an open receiver that is the first receiver in the progression. Passing that up, an automatic completion for a short to intermediate route in search of the big play. And I think that gets Caleb in trouble occasionally. So that is a concern for me too there. So I have three concerns about Caleb Williams as he's drafted by the Chicago Bears. Talk about concerns. Number two organization ready to make the pick at number two are the Washington Commanders. Pick number two. Their owner, Josh Harris. The new head coach, Dan Quinn. The general manager, Adam Peters. And the quarterback coach, Cliff Kingsbury. I don't know a lot about Adam Peters, the general manager. But he's surrounded by craziness. This owner, Josh Harris, he's determined he's going to be involved with the decision on what quarterback they're going to take. And that's obviously a problem. The new head coach, Dan Quinn, having seen him here in Atlanta with the Falcons, I know he's a little bit crazy. And so is Cliff Kingsbury, the quarterback coach, a little bit odd. So clearly Jaden Daniels is the pick at number two. Clearly. No discussion there, in my opinion. And it's no wonder that Jaden Daniels is more than a little bit concerned about being selected by the Washington Commanders because of their leadership, which is clearly going to be dysfunctional with these craziness surrounding the new quarterback. The owner a little bit crazy, the head coach a little bit crazy, the quarterback coach, coordinator, he's a little bit crazy. Not exactly the situation a new quarterback is going to be comfortable stepping into. Now, last week they did something crazy. So they invited the top four quarterbacks on their board to fly to Washington and be a part of a last-minute meeting, and they led these quarterbacks to believe it was just them coming to Washington. And when they arrived, what they found out was there were three other quarterbacks in town, and they all went to Topgolf. And what happened was the Commanders wanted an opportunity to observe, to pass judgment, to see how these quarterbacks handled this had to be uncomfortable situation, being the deception of not telling them. And, you know, reportedly, Jaden Daniels was a little taken back by this, didn't appreciate this. And the word got out, Adam Schefter reporting, that Daniels not really comfortable going to Washington with that second pick of the draft. So we'll see how this shakes down. They had Drake May in town. They had J.J. McCarthy. They had Michael Penix Jr. and Jaden Daniels. So all four of those quarterbacks traveled in and unknowingly were a part of a session where, you know, the Commanders were passing judgment on them. A little bit crazy, and they've got some craziness in that organization. Hey, if I was Jaden Daniels, I think I would have tanked the interview and hoped to have ended up somewhere else. All right, so as I call them, the Boston Patriots have the third pick of the NFL draft, and they're another organization that is looking forward to bringing in a new quarterback. And they've got a new general manager in Elliott Wolf, taking over for Belichick, the GOAT, who handled this for over 20 years for the Patriots. Elliott Wolf is the son of a former NFL general manager. This thing must run in the family. He was groomed to be a general manager in the National Football League by his father, who helped turn the Packers around and get them to the Super Bowl. So Elliott Wolf takes over as the general manager. You got a new head coach in Jared Mayo, first-time head coach stepping in. And you've got a new offensive coordinator in Alex Van Pelt, former NFL quarterback and a longtime quarterback coach. He's never called the plays for any of these places that he's been. So, you know, it looks like they're going to have to make a decision if they go quarterback at three between Drake May out of North Carolina and then J.J. McCarthy out of Michigan, or Elliott Wolf could decide, look, we're not comfortable with any of those two guys, that we're going to trade down and pick up some quality draft picks and go that direction. And I'm sure the Patriots fans would not be surprised by that. That's what they did under Belichick. It seemed like they were always trading back, never stepping up and making a pick, trading back and getting more quality picks and stockpiling draft capital. And I bet the Patriots fans out there are hoping that Elliott Wolf will pull the trigger on one of these quarterbacks. Patriots, there's a problem. All right, they had the worst offense in the National Football League last season. They averaged less than two touchdowns a game, 13.9 points per game. Atrocious. Alex Van Pelt, as I mentioned, has never called the plays at the NFL level. Drake May is not a finished product, in my opinion. Needs to polish up his game. Footwork, as far as what he needs to do is work on the footwork. I think if he can work on that and have time to work on that, his accuracy will go up. His stature, he looks like Tom Brady. So I'm sure Patriot fans would be excited if they took Drake May with that third pick of the first round. He's got the big arm. He's got the stature. He's got the mobility. Moves around really well for a big guy. But he needs to polish up that footwork, improve his accuracy, and get better with his decision-making. And one of the things he's dealing with was last year at North Carolina, they went to an air raid scheme offensively. So basically, you're not seeing a lot of NFL teams go with the air raid scheme, which a lot of the routes and throws and the progression are predetermined prior to the snap of the ball. So, you know, the worry, the concern about Drake May is, can he process quickly when the ball is snapped? What is the protection going to be? What is the coverage going to be? Who will the defense bring? Will they rush four, five, or six? Where will the heat be coming from? All these things, you got to be able to process information quickly as an NFL quarterback. Can Drake May do that? That evaluation is tough on Drake May right now. J.J. McCarthy, he played in a run-heavy system at Michigan. It was very simplistic. Not what you're going to get at the NFL level. There's some other concerns I have about him that I'll touch on a little bit later. But if it's Drake May or J.J. McCarthy, will they take one of those guys or will they move back, trade out, and let somebody else come up and get them? We're going to have to wait and see on what the Boston Patriots do at three. Giants are interested in a quarterback. I'm going to skip over them and go to the Minneapolis Vikings, who have the 11th pick in the first round, and they are obviously desperate for a quarterback with Kirk Cousins signing that free agent contract with the Atlanta Falcons. Their general manager in Minneapolis is Kwesi Adofo-Mensah. And you know the head coach, Kevin O'Donnell, their head coach and play caller. And I believe this is the best situation for any of the quarterbacks in the draft. And I believe that because of the three P's. Three P's. P number one, play caller. O'Donnell is an outstanding game planner and play caller, and he runs a very quarterback-friendly system. You step in there and play for Coach O'Connell, and you're going to get a great game plan. He's going to get you in the right play, and you got a chance to put up some big numbers. P number two, protection, which is important in the National Football League. Vikings with a very solid offensive line. P number three, playmakers. Very important. You got to have somebody to throw the ball to. And they are loaded at the playmaker situation. You got Jefferson, Addison, Hockenson, the tight end. So you've got built-in playmakers to get the ball to. So the three P's, play caller, protection, playmaker, Vikings have all of that. And they are looking to trade up and get their guy, whoever that might be. Trade up and get ahead of the Giants. I'm sure they're concerned the Giants might take the guy that they're interested in. So who do the Vikings covet? Who would they prefer to have? Because they need to plug and play a quarterback. They don't need to be grooming a quarterback. They need to plug and play immediately with Cousins out of there. So who's going to be on the board after 1, 2, and 3? That would be the question. Everybody's wondering coming into the draft. Who's on the board? I think there's a possibility that Drake May's on the board. They trade up to 4 to get a quarterback. J.J. McCarthy probably going to be on the board, trading up to 4 to get a quarterback. Who could they get if they stay at 11 and take a quarterback? Michael Penix Jr. should be on the board at 11. And I think that would be a great fit for the Vikings. Whoever it is has got an opportunity to step in and win immediately. So that makes it a great situation for the Minneapolis Vikings. The Denver Broncos step up at 12, and they just made some news trading for Zach Wilson here in the last 24 hours. Now, they didn't give up a lot to get Wilson in there. And it looks like to me, hey, it's worth the gamble. Don't have to give up much. Maybe Sean Payton can do something with him. Stick a key in there, unlock the door for Zach Wilson and get the most out of his ability. But I don't believe they're counting on him to be the starter coming into the year. I still believe the Denver Broncos are prioritizing drafting a quarterback in the first round. So you got Sean Payton, the head coach, the quarterback whisperer. And they've got a general manager, George Paton, the general manager there, I'm sure would allow Payton to draft the quarterback that he would prefer getting. So Broncos, like the Vikings and the Raiders at draft 13, are exploring opportunities to move up into the first round and get the quarterback that they covet. They could stay at 12 and take a quarterback. Payton says, though, for them to do that, they're not just going to automatically draft a quarterback at 12. It's got to be the right fit. It's got to be a guy they believe in. They're not just going to take a quarterback with the 12th pick of the first round. Quarterback room with the Broncos right now, Jarrett Stidham, formerly of Auburn, and Zach Wilson. So there you go. I mean, they've got a need for a big-time quarterback to get them going. Their trade up to get Wilson, and it was willing to take a chance. They gave up next to nothing to get him a six-round pick to get him in there. They're going to pay 2.75, half of the salary owed Zach Wilson. So really, pennies on the dollar to take a look at Zach Wilson in case they need him. So who does Coach Payton covet? Who would be a great system fit for what Payton's doing with the Broncos? I believe that Payton desires the best pocket passer in the draft. He's looking for a guy that can process information at the line of scrimmage. He's looking for an experienced quarterback, a guy that's ready to step in and play. Peyton's serious about winning. He needs to win now. Last year was miserable in his first year with the Broncos, so he's desperate to get a quarterback and start winning some football games in Denver. He needs a quarterback that's capable of being the leader of grown men in that locker room. To me, if they stayed where they are at 12, that guy right there that can do all those things, Michael Penix Jr. Now, let's talk about the Raiders at 13. They're another team looking to move up. They're desperate for a quarterback. They are exploring opportunities to move up and get a guy that they believe in. Tom Telesco has had the general manager. He's had success identifying quarterbacks. Andrew Luck, he identified. And he won big. He has been able to have success drafting quarterbacks through the years. So the head coach got a new head coach in Antonio Pierce. Now, he was at Arizona State with Jaden Daniels. In fact, he recruited Jaden Daniels to come here to Arizona State. And he was on that coaching staff when Jaden Daniels started his college football career. So there's a connection there. And I'm sure they would love to add Jaden Daniels to their roster, moving up to 2 or 3 and taking Jaden Daniels there. And I bet Jaden Daniels is hoping that they would do that too. Previous relationship with Coach Pierce and Jaden Daniels. Look, he's a freak show, Jaden Daniels. And I mean that in a great way. That would electrify this fan base in Las Vegas. Electrify them with his skill set. It's just dynamic. He can stand in the pocket and make every throw. He can get outside the pocket and be dangerous, scrambling and throwing the football. Jaden Daniels, also an elite scrambler. This guy's electric with his legs, getting out of the pocket and making big plays. So a guy like that, I mean, could turn on that Vegas Strip and get these fans totally excited about Raider football. So they are ready to invest in Jaden Daniels. If they made the move up to 2 or 3, what would that cost? Well, obviously, they would give up the 13th pick in this year's draft. They would switch, give up the 13 to get to 2 or 3, and then they would trade away the first-round pick in the 25 draft. And then they would trade away the first-round pick in the 26 draft. So this is a big-time cost to get a franchise quarterback, but in this case, I believe this is totally worth it. I mean, can they stick and pick at 13? I believe the option there would be Michael Penix Jr. He's a plug-and-play guy. He's an elite processor. He is the best pocket passer in the draft. He could be a tremendous leader. I think those are the two guys the Raiders would love to add. Jaden Daniels, if they can move up top of the draft. And then take a look at Michael Penix Jr. at 13. Because right now, they've got Aiden O'Connell, who is, as you probably know, is really not an option moving forward. My evaluation, just watching video of all these guys we've talked about here in this podcast, my evaluation would be there are 3 quarterbacks that are ready to plug and play. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Michael Penix Jr. And you've got 3 quarterbacks that need some time to develop. Drake May. Footwork, accuracy, decision-making. I believe J.J. McCarthy's in that category. Needs time to develop, time to master the new offensive scheme. Again, he came from a very simplistic scheme. It's going to be complicated at the NFL level. He's going to need some time to get comfortable. He needs to develop some touch. I mean, he's got the velocity, but on the short to intermediate throws, you got to have a little touch. You got to throw a ball that's easy to catch. He needs to develop that. I think the one criticism I would have on his release is his stride is a little bit too long. So he needs to tighten that up a little bit. Bo Nix is the other wild card. May or may not be a first-round pick. Depends on how desperate these teams are. Bo Nix needs to get acclimated into an NFL system. At Oregon, running a system where his decisions were made before the snap of the ball, a lot of predetermined bubble screens, plays where he knew who the receiver would be before the snap of the ball and regardless of what coverage it would be. So that's going to be different in the National Football League for Bo Nix, and he's going to need some time to make that adjustment. He's probably an end of the first round or a top of the second round pick coming into the draft. So he's hoping for the best. You know, my evaluation is I'm totally sold on two quarterbacks, Jaden Daniels and Michael Penix Jr. Jaden Daniels, as I talked about, the electric skill set. Man, he would look great in a Falcons uniform, I'm just saying. Very polished passer, really improved his pocket passer awareness and accuracy while he was at LSU. He had some great weapons, and so his confidence level went up there. The most dangerous runner among these quarterbacks, not even a conversation. He's played a ton of football at Arizona State and at LSU. He is, insiders at LSU have told me he's a committed guy, a gym rat. Really committed to winning, so that's what you want to hear out of a guy you're going to invest big in. He's, because of the hard work and the work ethic and the committed commitment to winning, that he's able to lead a locker room, which is underplayed with most of these evaluators that talk about the draft coming into the draft. So I'm really sold on Jaden Daniels. And I'm also sold on Michael Penix Jr., a polished pocket passer, the best in the draft of all these quarterbacks. Guy can stand in the pocket and pick you apart. He's a guy that is an outstanding processor of information. The snap of the ball, he can tell you quickly what the route would be, what the progressions are, what the coverage is going to be, and where that ball needs to go. Extremely accurate. I loved watching him play at Washington, where the Huskies on third down and one, a rundown, would more times than not put the ball in Penix's hands, and he completed those third down conversions at a very high rate, completing passes. He's committed to winning. I mean, here's a guy that showed up at Indiana, where the Hoosiers are a perennial loser in college football, and he made the Indiana Hoosiers legitimate. They actually won. Tremendous impact at Indiana. Led Washington to the college football playoffs. Led the Huskies to the Natty with a shot to win a national championship. You know, it's just amazing what he was able to do and the impact he made at both of those universities. He's faced adversity, the injuries that seemingly are just constant when it comes to projecting where Michael Penix Jr. will go in the draft. Some of these NFL draft insiders and personnel guys, it seems like this is all they want to talk about with Michael Penix Jr., the injuries. Well, look, he hadn't been hurt. The 2 years he played at Washington, he was injury-free. He's given a clean bill of health with the doctors in this NFL pre-draft process. I've got no problem if I was in charge of an NFL team taking Michael Penix Jr. So there's your quarterback pre-draft breakdown. Looking forward to watching the draft unfold and where these quarterbacks are going to end up, and look forward to talking about it on the Buck Belue Show starting this Friday and into next week. Hope you'll join me for that on 680 The Fan, the Belue Show on 680 The Fan, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11. See ya.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.